One might be surprised what a simple table might tell us about the existence of our world and how we exist in our world in a very meaningful way. So when we hear the word world, what comes to mind? What do we think about when we think about our world or the world that we live in? Well, since the scientific revolution about 500-600 years ago, since the time of Galileo and René Descartes and Isaac Newton, the world oftentimes is thought of in terms of its material reality and how it is extended, how it occupies space and matter and substances. But perhaps there's more to the world than strictly thinking about it in a material way. The world, we oftentimes people talk about it in trying to kind of get an exact objective representation of our world, of planet Earth. But there are others that have begun to think about world more in terms of how we experience it, the meaning of this world. How do we find ourselves living in our world? So take, for example, if I were sitting at a table, perhaps a table that's often used to eat at. Well, I'm sitting at the table and I'm thinking about it strictly in a material way. Obviously, it's made of wood or iron. It has a horizontal surface that one can rest their arms at. It probably typically has four legs that are holding it up. And in one way, so that's how I experience the table in its strictly physical existence. That perhaps for some people is how a table is objectively. But how do I use that table? Why does that table matter to me? A table then takes on a whole different meaning than strictly its material existence. I think of that table and I think of perhaps the meals that I've had at that table. Perhaps I think about the conversations that I've had over a meal with other people. And perhaps in even a more significant way, I start thinking of of an old friendship that was reunited or reconciled sitting at that table. This is to say that our world matters and has meaning because of how it matters to us in our everyday life. Objects matter, not strictly because of their material reality, because of the properties that consist with inside of a door or a table or a chair, but really, if we think about it, things matter to us because how we use them, because of their connection to other things. The world, as in that song sung by Louis Armstrong, "What a Wonderful World," that world matters because he's able to hear children laughing. He's able to see couples holding hands walking down the sidewalk. And so too it is with our world. Our world becomes wonderful because of the experiences and the ways in which we inhabit this world. And for this reason, I believe it is that God so loved this world that he sent his only begotten Son. Thanks for watching. It means a lot. You know, these are conversations that I love to have and to be able to share with folks. My name is Father Dustin, and I've found a lot of value reading things philosophically to think about our world in creative ways and imaginative ways that kind of brings about more engagement and also helps with relationships and just thinking about our world in new ways as it relates to things like truth and what is good, what is the good life, what is beautiful in our lives. So perhaps, you should consider becoming a Patreon sponsor. And, you know, even maybe after watching some of these videos, the ones that you like, you know, like it and share it, and then subscribe.